Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Thank you.
Jesus.
How many believe it tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
He's able.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
God is able to do
just what he said.
I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby.
And bodies are still being raised.
Come and do what you do. We are here for you. I'm telling you this morning that there is a word from the Lord. Yes, there is a word from the Lord on this morning. Grab your pens, grab your paper, sit down, get yourself situated, get yourself in a position to where you can hear what the word has to say to you on this morning, what will be brought out on this morning. I'm telling you, we're just excited as always. We thank God for the opportunity to come and to bring this word to you, bring this broadcast to you. Wherever you guys are listening to us at, we thank all of our great countries that are listening in, man. We're just excited. We're in 19 countries now. God has blessed us to be able to move forward into getting into that place and getting into that position and getting into the way into where God has elevated and moved and transformed and set some things in order. We thank God for that. But it's always, guys, before we get started, before we go any further, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for just this opportunity to come, God, to share with these your people, God, the word, God, that you have set and set in this house and in this time. Father, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voice. God, we pray that you would touch right now by your power and by your strength. Do what you do best, and God, stand up, God, in the room, God, and bring deliverance, bring peace, bring joy, bring hope, God, bring revelation, God, bring clarity, Lord God. God, only like you know how. Father, we thank you in advance, God. God, for all things being made well, God, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Our scripture reading for this morning, will be coming from the book of Psalms 1, which simply says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Psalms 1 and 1. Amen, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in and continuing to like and share. Please make sure you like and share the broadcast on this morning. Share it with a friend. Share it with a neighbor. Call a friend. Call a neighbor. Tell them that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air and that the Word of God is going forth. Amen. The Word of God is going forth. We pray that there is a shifting in the atmosphere. There is a shifting in the atmosphere. I promise you there's going to be something that's going to be said today that will empower you, encourage you, and strengthen you on this morning. Amen. We'd like to acknowledge our countries on this morning, all of you great countries that are listening in. Thank you guys for your continued support. Thank you for your continued support. All of our apostles and pastors and missionaries that are over in those other countries that you have placed your hand to the plow. You have took the assignment to work the work of him and sent you while it is day, for when night cometh, no man can work. We thank you for taking that assignment. We thank you for being in the highways and hedges and compelling men to come. We pray your strength on this morning. We pray that God will continue to edify, glorify, and magnify himself in you, that you will be able to do the work and not get tired. Don't faint in the fight. We realize that the journey ahead is great. We realize that the things that you're going through right now may be a little bit more difficult than what you're planning. But I understand this, that God is in control. He is faithful, and he will not, I promise you, he will not leave you, forsake you, or never have I seen the righteous forsaken, as the scripture says, nor his seed begging for bread. So he has promised you some things. He will cover you, keep you, watch over you, and protect you. Amen. We wanted to make sure we acknowledge those countries. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have South Africa, we have Zimbabwe, we have the United Kingdoms, we have Saudi Arabia, we have Hong Kong, we have China, we have also we just picked up Israel. So we're just excited about all of these great countries that are continually to come in, continually coming in. We thank you for continually coming in. We just thank God that you will be blessed. We pray that what is said or done throughout this broadcast will empower you, will strengthen you, will give you that you need to continue to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. 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 Listen again. There is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. There is a word from the Lord on this morning. You will find us this morning in the book of Colossians. The book of Colossians. It will be Colossians 1 and Colossians 1. We're going to read 12, 13, and 14. 12, 13, and 14. And it reads like this. Verse 12 says it like this, and this is the Burns Study Bible edition, the Burns Study Bible edition, and I want to read the King James Version as well. So please bear with me this morning. It simply reads this. It says, "Give thanks to God, to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance, watch this here, of the saints in the light." Now watch this here. It says, "He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom," watch this here, "of his beloved Son, in whom he has redeemed the forgiveness of sin, in whom we have the forgiveness of sin. Let us read the King James Version. Let us read the King James Version of that passage of scripture. And the King James Version reads verse 13, and this is where our thought will come from. He has delivered us from the powers of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Father, may you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his word. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, we're going to speak this morning simply on the topic, I am free. I am free. Father, we pray that you would touch those ears, hearts, and minds of those that are under the sound of our voice, not that the words of our mouth are meant to our heart. Be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer in the body of Christ. Said, amen. I want to first off deal with the 12th verse, and then we're going to incorporate that 13th verse into this. It says, he give thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. I want to share with you this morning. I want to give to you a bit of good news on the behalf of the Father. I want to give you something that will help you this morning. You have been pre-qualified to stand in that same called blessed. You've been pre-qualified. You have already made and met the requirements to walk in that thing that God has promised you to have. You are already set up. You are already in good standing. The only thing you have to do is walk into your promise. You know, I think about this. There's so many times we get in the mail these mailers, and these mailers say you've been pre-qualified. In other words, that was a pre-screening process. Now in this pre-screening process, it says that because you were pre-screened, there were some things that was checked off on you to qualify for whatever it is. May it have been a loan or a car, or maybe it been a house or something of that nature that you have been pre-qualified for. Your credit was ran. Come on here, let me help you. Your credit was ran a little while back, and when your credit was ran a little while back, what happened was they did something a little bit strange. They did a little something a little crazy. They did something a little off. That was a run of your credit. And when they ran your credit, what they wind up doing is they wind up setting you in a place of being pre-qualified, because what happened is it opened up a door for them to see, watch this here, your credit score. And because your credit score was, watch this here, was satisfactory to be able to be put into a place of pre-qualification, here you have this opportunity now to walk into, watch this, something that's already been set up. Only thing you got to do now is walk into the best place and into your blessed place, because you've already been pre-qualified. There's some things, my God, that's already been lined up. There's some things that's already been orchestrated. There's some things that have already been put into place and put into your ship in your life. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you can walk into, my God, what God has already set up and orchestrated for you to walk into because you've been pre-qualified. Now, let me help you. Let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your blessed faith, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny on this morning. Now, I want to show you something that will it will illuminate your life, if you would. Allow me to illuminate your life on this morning. Sometimes we have to be careful of these pre-qualification measures that some people send out because all this is a scam. Come here, sit down, give me about 30, 45 seconds of your time. All it is a scam. They set up something to try to get you to be shy over Naman Sandiosha. They set up some things to try to get you caught up in a place to where you don't belong. Can I flip the script? Can I help you? Can we take this thing naturally? There are some places that people have set up and qualified you for and said this is where you need to be. They talked about you, they ridiculed you, they called you everything except for a child of God. Then they called you everything except for what's on your birth certificate. They called you everything except for what's on your driver's license. But watch what God has set up and orchestrated in your life. He says that I've pre-qualified you. I've qualified you to walk into my inheritance. Come on. Now watch this. Watch the text, ladies and gentlemen. He said to walk into the inheritance of, watch this, life. You have got, you've been in a dark place for way too long, my brother. You've been in a dark place way too long, my sister. You've been experiencing this thing right here for way too long. You have, my God, you have looped and locked yourself in to a situation and a circumstance that you yourself, come here, let me bless you and help you to where you need to be. You have walked into something that you did not need to be in, but God says, I have called you into the marvelous light. I have pulled you from this place of darkness into the light. Now, let me help you real quick. Now, I'm not talking from a place to where I've got it all together. Let me bless you. I'm not talking from a place to where I made it. I'm arrived. I'm like that brother Paul. I crucify my flesh daily. I still deal with some of the demons and some of the devils. But what I've learned, my shandobo, what I learned is this, is that if I fight the good fight of faith, if I continue to stand and who I know who God is in my life and who I am in God's life, I will move according to what he said. Only thing I got to do is learn how to trust in the Lord and with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding in all my ways. I will acknowledge him and he shall direct my path. The Bible tells us this. He says he is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. My question to you this morning, do you understand that you are already free? God has already set some things in order for you to walk. God help me right in here. To walk into your freedom. But my question is, what is hindering you from walking into your freedom? The Bible tells us this. He said, you ran well. But whom? Who hindered you? Can I be the bearer of good news for some and the dispeller of good for others? And can I stir the pot of that for some folk this morning? Watch this here. Now, your biggest hindrance is not the man sitting next to you. Come on in the room. We might as well talk about it. We might as well go and deal with it. The biggest hindrance is not that individual who talks about you. It's not the individual who ran your name through the mud. It's not the individual who watches you that continuously come inside your life and make it wreck your life. Your biggest hindrance, people of God, is you. Who have you allowed Who have you allowed to come in and mess with your mind? Who have you allowed to come in and tinker around in your mind? Who have you allowed to come in and cause you to think the way you think you think? Who have you allowed to come in and put all this doubt and despair and dismissiveness in you? Who have you allowed to come in and cause you to miss what God has said is yours? Oh, I'm preaching this thing this morning. I feel the shifting of the Holy Ghost. We have got to understand, people of God, that there are some things and some places and some situations and some circumstances and some problems that we have ourselves have to say, I got to fix this for me. Who is the inner me? It is the inner me. It is come here. It's not the inner me. It's the inner me. The inner me. I have to talk to myself. The Bible says, he says, sometimes you got to encourage. That encouragement, if you look at the translation, it speaks this right here. If you look at the translation, that word encourage means to speak or to talk or to confront yourself. Can I help you with this text? When you want to walk into a free place, you got to come into a freeway of the, oh Lord, who am I helping this morning? If I don't help but one of y'all today, I know I did something. If you don't ever confront yourself and talk to you and deal with you and deal with where you are, you will never be any good to anybody else. I'm going to let that marinate on your heart for a minute. Because I know that right there brought some tears to your eye. Because watch this. Let me bless you to a blessed place. Watch it here. When you get into the understanding that no matter what you are experiencing right now, no matter who, where, what, when, where, or how, you're in that place. Watch this. God has already set some things in order. My question becomes this to you, people of God. How long? Help today, preacher. How long? How long is too long to be stuck in a place to where everything and everybody and every circumstance and every situation that you are allowing to fall apart in your life? Why have you not confronted this thing and caused this thing, practical people of God, to become the footing for you to walk into the blessed place? Walk into your best place. Walk into the holy place. Why haven't you gone into a conversation within yourself so you can be free? Watch this. The reason why you're still dealing in the place that you're in and seeing the same devils and demons that you're seeing is not because you're a bad person. You just never confronted the thing that's confronting you. Crucifixion is the dying of the flesh. Fasting and praying. When you fast and pray, let me help you real quick. Fasting and praying is not about what about turning over plates. See, this is my theory. I'm coming to the understanding that we can turn our plate over and fast for 40 days and 40 nights and still come out the same way. Because you can fast for 40 days and 40 nights and still come out the same way you went in. because of the simple fact, let me bless you to your back face, push you through your purpose and drive you to your destiny real quick. You can go in with the wrong mentality when it comes to setting your standard of what you're trying to get out of when you go into this place of fasting, of denying your flesh and turning your, come here, come here, come here. Let me show you something. You can go into this thing, you can go into this thing with the wrong mentality, and you can come out with the wrong stuff. Fasting, watch this here, people of God. Fasting is the dying of the flesh. It is the killing off of the flesh. It is the taking of the flesh and causing the flesh to be subject to, watch this here, to what God is trying to get you into. It is designed, ladies and gentlemen, it is designed to cause you to look into a place in you and say into you, okay, what is it that I need to get from God? Because this thing that I'm in right now, I'm in a terrible place right now, and I need clarity. Come on here. Let me help you. I need clarity. And in order for you to get clarity, people of God, you have to walk in a place of clarity. My inheritance, me walking into my understanding, me walking into my place of blessings, me walking into my place of power, requires me to understand that first off, number one, I have to learn how to die. Who am I preaching this thing to? I have to learn how to die. If I do not die in this, Jesus, I can never understand the true meaning of being free. If I don't learn how to let God prostrate and say, God, look into me, and if there's anything that you see in me that is not pleasing to you, please take the thing out of me. Freedom comes with the understanding, people of God, that there is a separation. There is, oh, God, you better mess them up. There is a cutting away. When there is a cutting away, it's like the cancer. Come on, it's like a cancer. If you have cancerous cells, one of the things they have to do is they have to go in and they have to make an incision. And when they make this incision, they have to go in and they have to cut away, watch this here, the cancerous tissues and cancerous cells that are eating up. Watch this here. Your bones or your skin or your prostate, they have to cut these things away. And if they don't cut them away, you will for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, die. It's important, people of God, that we understand that the killing away of the thing that is trying to kill you, you have to understand, in order for you to walk into freedom, you have to become an assassin. Come on here. You have to become an assassin in this thing. Father, who am I helping this morning? You have to become an assassin. You have to cut some things away. You have to cut some things out. You have to start removing and articulating some series of cuts to get rid of what is making you miss who you are in God. There's a development in this thing. There's a restoration in this thing. There's a power in this thing called freedom. I'm trying to get to 13. I'm trying to get to 13. We may not make it to 13. We may not make it to 13, y'all. I'm so sorry. We may not even make it to 13. We may not even make it to 13. But I want you to understand. I want you to understand that if your desire is to walk into the inheritance, you got to act like you belong. See, one of the things that I'm learning is in order for me to obtain kingdom things, I have to have a kingdom mentality. And in order for me to get a kingdom mentality, I have to think like the king. That was so simple that y'all missed it. It was so easy that y'all see y'all look for those great revelated words, that great see sometimes God will give you the simple thing. God will give you the simple thing. God will tell you change your attitude. Change how you go into work. Don't go in mad and pissed off and upset. Hotter than fish grease. You don't want nobody to talk to you. I'm saying nothing. I don't want to hear a word from not what, y'all. If you change your mentality, I guarantee you the blessings will start falling. If you change how you look at it, if you change how you work in your finances, you come here. If you start acting kingdom minded, you'll start seeing kingdom things. In order for you to get to inheritance, you have to act as if you are an heir. The Bible says it like this. Let me give you what the Word says. The Word says we're heirs and joint heirs into the kingdom. You're heirs and joint heirs into the kingdom. You're clear. You're heirs and joint heirs. In other words, you shine in your emotion. You walk into this thing. You walk into this thing with a kingdom mindset that I'm going to walk into my inheritance. Get your inheritance. Come here, God, the Lord. Get your inheritance. You gotta go. You gotta go. Get it. Get it. In other words, you have to change how you look and how your perspective is when it comes to everything. And just like any good kingdom, if they don't want to do right, that's the exit. Hello, lights in the walls. I know I ain't going to get but one or two amens on that one. Listen, sometimes your kingdom mentality intimidates people. Your kingdom mentality causes people to look at you a little bit funny because you walk into a place to where, come over here, let me help you. You walk into a place to where now you're not bougie, baby. You just can't, you just refuse to be ghetto anymore. Father, help right up in here. You refuse to act like you ain't got good sense. Listen. I don't know not one black house that didn't have a mason jar that we drunk out of. If you don't tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God in this place this morning. Listen, there ain't one household who did not have a jelly jar. One of them, they remember back in the day, where I'm telling my age, I don't even care. Listen, they used to have this smuggler's jelly. They used to come in those big glass mason jars. You did not have to throw that away. That was a glass to drink out of. Matter of fact, that made the best sweet tea drinking glass, the best lemonade, the best Kool-Aid drinking glass in the whole house. But I'm not going to do that entertaining people where I'm trying to go to. mentality-wise. Shift your mentality. If you want your sons to follow you, change how you do things. Pay the bills on time. Don't owe everybody. Clean up your credit. Get your house. Get your car in your name. Get your apartment in your name. The cable bill is in your name. The light bill is in your name. Oh. You want them to follow you. Act like a king. Queens do the same thing. My queens out there do the same thing. Operate in that same mentality. Operate in that same mindset. Please show our daughters how to be women. Chase women after God. Show our daughters how to walk before a man. You ain't got to show everything. Teach them how to keep a house. Teach them how to keep the Lord. Teach them how to cook. Teach them the things that they need to have that will bring a real man to them and stop bringing these boys. Because a real man gets tired. Top runner every night. Baby, you know what? You make the best top ramen out there. But I need a steak. I need some oxtails and some collard greens, some cornbread, some yams, some mashed potatoes and gravy with a steak on the side. Come on. I need to know that you. If you can't make homemade biscuits, at least I know that you can pop some out of them Pillsbury box. Come on here, out of that Pillsbury can, and put some extra butter on and make them extra butter. Come on, talk to me. If you can't say amen, say ouch. Because deliverance of where we're trying to get to, ladies and gentlemen, the place that we're trying to get to, we need to understand that it requires you to be in a place and in a position to where your mentality and mindset set up. Can I say this? Let me put this in right here. I'm gonna set this down. I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm not gonna say nothing else. Young ladies, stop giving to these men that don't have your best interest at heart. Only thing they want you to do is to be wifey material, but never be a wife. I'm gonna leave it like that. I'm gonna move on to my next point. I know y'all mad. That's okay. It's okay. I'm helping y'all this morning. Listen. If Pookie can't be a husband, and the only thing he is boyfriend material, leave Pookie right there in boyfriend material. It's okay. He will live. He'll survive. He will be, like in the words of my brother Alfalfa, okay. Man, I gotta get out of here. I told y'all I ain't gonna be able to get to 13. Let's go to 13. 13 says this. Watch what 13 says. It says in the King James Version says, in verse 13. Let me put my glasses on. Verse 13 says like this. It says this in King James Version. And
King James Version says, he says, he has delivered us. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Now watch this. Your access has already been granted. I'm going to say that again. Your access, ladies and gentlemen, has already been granted. But if you're still operating in a slave mentality, if you're still operating in a captivity mindset, if you still have access to the old man, to the old way. He said, behold, I do a new thing. He says it like this in the book of Matthew. He talks about, he said, I cannot, I will not, I am not ready to pour new wine into an old wine skin. I cannot, I will not, and I am not willing to pour new wine into an old wine skin. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. I cannot, and I will not, and I am not willing to pour new wine into an old wine skin. In other words, and I'm going to get to that second part of the verse. He said, I can't pour it in there, not because you're not worthy of it. It's not because you don't have access to it. Watch what the second part of the verse says. He said, let it bust, it will bust. It can't do nothing but bust. If I put this wine into this new wine skin, if I put Shande Toranandiriovasa, if I put this new thing into this old wine skin, it's not going to do nothing but bust. It cannot hold what I'm trying to do because it don't have the mentality. You still thinking ministry is money. You still thinking that, come on and get a little bit closer to the fire if you would please. Listen, you still thinking ministry is people. You still thinking that ministry is being sitting on a platform with all the other big preachers. You think that ministry is walking among the echelon of unity. See, ministry is isolation. Come here. Let me help you real quick. Lord, ministry hurts. Ministry don't feel good. Ministry causes you to take a look at yourself and yourself say, what do I need to do? Wait a minute, let me help you real quick. This ain't new wine ain't just for the church. New wine is for the man that's out on the street for. You come here. New wine is for the one who is struggling between trying to be a man and a woman or a woman and a woman. Come on here. New wine, I can't pour it in you. You walk around with an imitation. Why? You do know. They make this stuff Coors Light make a beer. It's called the Coors Cup. Look like Coors. Smells like Coors. But don't have no alcohol in. I'm going to help y'all real quick. Y'all been getting drunk in the spirit. And y'all been getting drunk on outside. Y'all been getting drunk on up to grape juice. You thinking you got it all flown. But in actuality, you got diesel running all down your face. Come over here. Toxic oil, non-productive wine, non-productive anointing, non-productive. You got to mindset so I can give you the new thing. He will reconstruct every portion of you and give you the access that you need. Not the access that you want, because we be wanting some strange stuff, people of God. We be looking for some strange things, people of God. But God said, this is, he told me a couple of months ago, one of our biggest issues is we're chasing after this strange father. One of the worst things you could do is chase after a strange fire.
I'm going to have to deal with them. I'm going to have to deal with them fires. Deal with the fires. That's my next one right there. Deal with the fires. Yeah, because watch this here. We messed around here, and we didn't got put in places and dealing with people and dealing with circumstances and situations, and we really don't know the full totality of what's going on, and we have missed what God has said to us, and then now we're in that place now to where we have to understand that God is speaking to us. God not only speaking to us, but God speaking through us, God speaking for us, and we're missing the whole totality of what God is saying in this hour, because what we've done is we sit back and we've opened up doors, we've opened up windows, we've opened up ourselves, we've opened up our minds, we've opened up our homes, we've opened up our hearts to things and people, and now we're walking around and we're in a confused and dazed. Not effective. Nothing productive. Killing. Literally killing ourselves. Spiritually. Because we're connecting to the wrong people. And then we're trying to figure out, why do I feel this way? I'm supposed to walk in the fullness of joy, but I don't feel it. I prayed a prayer a couple of weeks ago. I said, God, show me the intent of their hearts before they take to me. Show me the intent of their hearts before they get to me. Let me tell you something. Be careful when you pray that prayer. If you ever, I'm telling you now, if you pray that you might want to back door and say, Lord, don't do that, because he will show you people that you think is supposed to be your ride or die, but in actuality, these jokers right here, not only do they want to take your space and take your place, they want to take you out. We have to be mindful, people of God. Show me the intent of that heart. And let me be strong enough when you show it to me, say, okay, God, you know what? It is what it is. I ain't scared. I ain't terrified. Baby, please. Do you, boo-boo. Do you. Do you. Because I'm going to show enough do what God wants me to do. Sick and tired of being the one that catches the spear to the head. I'm tired of sitting among people and people throwing spears. Sick of that. Lord, let me see. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. I ain't scared.
teaching me how to pray and move on. And be okay that it didn't work. Show me another avenue. Because if you show it to me, you must be getting ready to close the door. And I need to know that you're going to close the door. And when you close the door, I need to know how to walk through the next door because this door is closed. I'm done. Access granted. The access is granted. You're free. And my topic, if there was such thing as topic in God's word, a title in God's word, and then another topic, you're free. Walk in your freedom. And the topic was access granted. Access granted. If you just want to pin something for this message that I shared this morning. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we pray today. God, for each and every individual that's under the sound of our voice, God, even the rebound of this. God, we pray, God, that you will touch them right now by the power, God, that you have to strengthen them and encourage them, empower them, God. God, give them the understanding that even in this, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, that they build them up in that most holy faith. Get them to understand, God, that the fight that they're fighting, God is not a normal fight and that they cannot give up in this. God, give them the understanding that all shit that I'm doing, all things are working together for their good. God, you are in the midst of, God, showing them not only who you are, but Lord, who they are in you. God, give them the understanding that they can walk in freedom right now. Free them, God. God, on every hand and every situation and every circumstance. Father, we even pray today, God. God, for the ones that are in the valley of decision, we might as well go ahead on and do our Romans 10 and 9, our overcomer scripture, the overcomer's prayer. We're going to give you the scripture afterwards. Father, we thank you right now, God, for the ones who are standing in the valley of decision, trying to figure out what direction to go in. God, we pray, God, that you would build them, strengthen them, encourage them, empower them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let them walk freely into the place where you are orchestrated and said that they shall walk into. God, give them the understanding that even in this, my God, not only are you God, but you're God all by yourself. And beside you, there is no other. No one can do what you can do. Strengthen them on every hand. Build them up in their most holy faith. God, break every shackle and every shame off of their hearts and their minds. Bring deliverance and power, grace, wisdom, and understanding. God, that they will walk into the place where they need to walk in. God, and walk into a new relationship with you. God, we free them, God. God, from every situation that is shackling their life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call them free. God, we call access granted in the mighty and rich name of Jesus. Do we pray? And the body of Christ said, amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for being a part of today's broadcast. Those of you all who had given your life this morning, we want to share some keys with you. There's three real simple keys. One is get you a really good Bible. Two, find your church home. We are the pastors of the Abba House International. We pray that you would find someone that would teach you, preach, and live the life that you would want them to live before you. We are that group. We pray that you would find rest in the Abba House. We will be excited to have you come on board. You can go to Facebook is Abba House on Facebook, where we preach and teach on Tuesdays and Sundays. We're just excited about what God is doing in this time and in this hour. God has come along and has made a fantastic shift in this word and in this ministry. We thank God for it. We ask that you guys continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. And the third thing, make sure that man or woman of God life lines up with the word that they're preaching. You can tell the difference. Amen. Amen. And we'll also give you this opportunity now to sow. Those of you all who would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by going to
either one of three ways. You have the Cash App, the Zelle, and also PayPal. Our Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. Or you can go to your PayPal, which is paypal.me/worldwide, which is the first name of the word of the gospel of the radio station, Worldwide GC. Again, that is Worldwide GC for the PayPal. Also, you can go to your Zelle, and that Zelle number is 832-816-7997. You can go to that Zelle, and you can also Zelle there as well. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. Again, we pray that His church blessings on your life. We pray that all things are working out for you good. And we thank you for continuing to be a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection right here on Blog Talk Radio. Continue to connect with us. Continue to connect with us. We bless God for that opportunity to be able to preach, teach, and give you guys an encouraging word on a day-to-day basis. And we love you, and we look forward to you guys joining us again. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright.
Look back and be so
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because